Miami.
It's Pedro the Artist.
Welcome to my podcast. Welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, I have another special podcast for you, so I hope you guys stay for the whole episode. I'm so excited. We're doing another interview, so this would be really great. I have a social media influencer and gospel artist with me today, and we're going to just talk and get to know him. His user handle on Instagram and TikTok is King David Toby or David Toby. He is a gospel artist and he's been doing gospel for about 4 years now. So I'm just really excited to have him here with us. He has been a blessing, super supportive of my social media, especially on Instagram and TikTok, just speaking positive things, just trying to uplift and to reach our next generation to focus on the Lord. And I'm really excited to have him. Let's get to know King Toby, King David Toby, I'm sorry. And then just see what are his goals and dreams for, you know, this next generation. My goal for Anointed Gina and my vision for Anointed Gina is for us to build a Christian community, a digital Christian community all over the world where Christians will feel comfortable to network and to just be themselves, ask questions, just feel super comfortable in a world that is uncomfortable with Christianity. So we're going to create our own community, our own world digitally. And that's my goal for Anointed Gina. It is small, but God is going to do great things. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited that you're a part of it. You guys share this podcast with as many people as you know. Share it on your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You are welcome to share this podcast as much as possible. Thank you so much for all your love and support on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. I am definitely doing a lot of things, a lot of hands going. So definitely changing around a lot of things the way that God is leading me. So I want you guys to pray for me as I pray for you, as I do this podcast, and as I continue to do whatever I can to encourage you and to uplift you. And I just want to let you know that I love you with the love of Christ. So without delay, yes, we're going to introduce our guest here today. And I'm really, really excited to have him. I'm really excited about what God's going to do in our podcast today. Make sure you stay towards the end. We definitely will. Make sure you DM me or message me. Again, don't forget to follow me. All my links should be in my bio on any of my social media platform at Beacon. I believe it's Beacon. So go ahead and make sure you take a moment to add me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. Subscribe on YouTube. You know, TikTok, I would like a follow as well. God bless you. God bless you. However I can to be a blessing to you, just being obedient to the Lord. So without further ado, I would like to introduce King David Toby, and he's going to tell us a little bit about himself.
Okay, my name is, my name, is King David Tobi, and I'm currently living in Lagos, Nigeria. I've made all my music from Nigeria, and thanks to the glory of the Almighty God, He's been blessing lives out in countries, continents. So literally, like, to my time and space, like, of making music for almost 4 years now, being a gospel artist, I've been making projects along the time, and I've been having so much peace and fun in God's business and everything. Like, first album is called A New Dawn. Did that in 2017, a 10 track album. Every song on that album, every song on my first album is fire. A New Dawn, King of Kings, Levels, Abego. So these are some of the tracks in the album. The whole thing took almost like months, I think, so far in my music. That's been like my longest period making a project. So at least maybe I think it's the fact that I was new to the business of or new to this art of being a gospel artist. So I got to understand how production takes, why it takes a long time, and saw a lot of things, also collaborating and everything, like trying to bring artists to work with and all. So yeah, it was a fun experience. So the positives of the first album was one of the reasons why I got to continue and add the synergy to like be an artist till today. I went with the success of the first album, got the synergy, yes, with the highs and lows, and the positive reviews were amazing. So did the second album, Jesus in the Streets, also a blessed record, and it got me to start seeing new experiments that I could do, like just to see like my versatility and how versatile I can be, like especially for the experience I had from my first album. And Jesus in the Streets was really a beautiful experience for me personally. So second album, Jesus in the Streets, also the synergy, positive reviews got me to like create King of Afro Gospel. Seeing that the fact that Afrobeat has been on the map, especially in the secular and everything. So also seeing the fact that the next generation now, okay, they are now there's a new population now. Like, it's kind of what happens in the metamorphosis of life, reproduction coming through and everything. So I've always been like, God, let me be a light, let me be an epistle, let me be a vessel to create positivity and to influence, since I also do that with my Instagram and my TikTok, to influence the next generation through via music, via comedy, especially via music, always creating, I'm always networking and all. So it's been a blessing. That gave me the synergy to do my third album, titled King of Afro Gospel. Success. The album had a massive, pure review, 3-track album. Then that's how we moved on to Good News Vibes, which I just released 2021. 7-track album, everything is pure fire, and God has been so blessed. Like, it just went like to another level that I didn't expect, especially social media wise on Instagram. Got me to like connect with many creators, and I feel that is even the power of the God's network. We should now collaborate, we should reach out to each other and try and help each other to make sure that we are not losing to the kingdom of the devil, that the devil's kingdom is under our feet, that with Jesus we are on top. He died for us, He paid the price, and he did that like effortlessly, without no, Jesus paved the way for us today. So with the sacrifice that I've read through the Bible, through the scriptures, I've dedicated my life whether it's there's money involved in it or there's no money, to always put God first, collaborate, reach out to other creators. Let's see what magic we can bring for God. And already now, decisions are making me to reach to people in America, reach to people in London, reach to people all over the world. Let's work, let's work, let's work. Every time I'm always about let's work, let's work. I'm not always concerned about what I have in my bank account, about what let's work. And that's what I want to feel to the next generation. When you put Jesus Christ first, when money is not going to ever be an issue, everything just works well as you want to create, as you want to be a blessing to somebody out there, to somebody positive and everything, showing God like you're a rock star for Jesus.
I agree. 100%. Yes. 100%. It's all about the Lord. It's all about giving glory to God. It's all about putting God first in everything we do. Even the scripture says, you know, when we work for us to work unto the Lord, it's all about Him. The Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. It's very important that even in our careers, even in our lives, whatever we do, we should dedicate it to the Lord. And I just thank God for your passion to dedicate your work of art to the Lord. I know for me personally, I am an artist as well, and I know that, you know, how difficult it is to, you know, be able to try to push that towards the Lord when the world is saying, you know, use your art form, you know, for worldly things. But, you know, to be able to use your creativity and push it towards the kingdom and to draw young people to the kingdom in an age where, you know, secular music is, you know, basically deceiving our young people, deceiving the next generation, for you to be able to use and capture those young people and bring them back to the kingdom. So you are doing an awesome work. I'm excited about what God is doing in your life, what He's about to do, the doors that He's going to open for you and the doors that He has already opened. So I'm really excited about that. And I believe that this is just the beginning. The Bible says, despise not small beginnings. And you took that step of faith and you created these albums. And that was a step of faith. And, you know, praise God for that. And I'm proud and excited and, you know, for this connection, because I know that it's a godly connection, you know, through meeting you and even doing this podcast. You know, this podcast will go out to people all over the world internationally. So, you know, not just people in the US, not just people in Nigeria, but all over the world. So, you know, it's just really exciting that technology has increased to this point that we can, you know, make an effect for two people all over the world. And it's like the world is at your fingertips through social media, through the World Wide Web. You know what I mean? The world is at your fingertips. The world has gotten that smaller. So, you know, the Bible says the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. Yes, if you are creative, if you are a young person and you have these amazing talents, use them for God. Use them for the glory of God. Use them to build His kingdom. Seek the Lord, pray, and ask God, how can I use my gift for His glory? And with that being said, King Toby, what would you, if you were to say something to the next generation, what would you like to say at this point to the next generation?
So my aim for the next generation with the podcast I'm having with Auntie Gina, I always call my interviewer, which is a great, she's a great symbol of hope and symbol of creativity for me. That's how we met. I think we met on TikTok and everything. Seeing what TikTok is about today, TikTok is also a great engine, just like Instagram, to spread your message of hope to thousands and millions of lives out there, billions of lives out there. So stop saying you can do it by yourself. Believe, just as you're a partner with Jesus, and put other people and also put other people, like link up with other people. Just that's what social media is about, creating and being friends with people. So the next generation should, let's meet up, let's share, let's have friend requests. Let's have a positive community that is collaborating with each other. Let's see a time where the next generation dancers are linking up with musicians that are for the kingdom of God. Let's see an opportunity where a podcast or like an interviewer, just like what we're having right now, is reaching out to possibly an actor that acts beautiful content of godly content online. Godly, beautiful, creative content makers. Let's show that we are content makers for God. Let's make God proud. That's all I just know. Let's make God proud. So in my relationship with Christ, it has been spiritually, it has been a beautiful bliss. I have always thanked him for what he has provided for me.
That is so awesome. And I agree with you, Toby. I believe that, you know, creators should use their talents for the Lord. I think so often we generally just take on whatever the world is, you know, mimicking and mocking whatever. I'm not necessarily mocking, but mimic the world and try to be like the world when God has called us to be set apart. You know, the Bible says greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We were not made to fit in. We were made to stand out. You know, we are children of God. So God wants us to create our own community. God wants us to create, you know, we should have our own actors. We should have our own movies. We should have our own creativity or our own creative community and not necessarily depend on the world, because the world will not, you know, feed our spirit in, you know, in the different areas of our lives. We all need creativity. We all need to, you know, entertainment and to relax, but, you know, godly entertainment and to be able to use our creativity for God. And I think that community is very important, and it's definitely very lacking. And yes, with social media, that is, has come to show how creative and how amazing God's people, and that God's kingdom is not boring at all. You know, back, you know, when you would, you know, go to church and it seems like there's so many rules and you can't do this and you can't do that. But, you know, the Bible does have rules, but there is a reason why there is limitations. It's to save your life. It's to save your soul from the pit of hell. And so, you know, there are limitations to life. There is a reason why things are written in the Bible. And I think that is really important. And so I think it's important and very crucial to have a Christian community, especially for the next generation. So yes, I do believe that we should collaborate. I do believe that we should network. I do believe that the kingdom of God should unify and, you know, pray for each other, encourage each other instead of tearing each other down. I think the Bible says a kingdom divided itself against itself shall not stand. You know, God's people should stand up, you know, for each other and pray for each other. If you don't have the knowledge that, you know, the other person has, you know, pray for them that they'll receive it from God. Pray that their relationship get close to God, that they'll receive the truth or receive the full revelation. If they have part of the revelation, but they don't have the full revelation, pray that God will give them the full revelation. There is so much power in prayer. There's so much power in reading the word. There's so much power in speaking the word over our lives that we need to use these weapons, even in our creativity, even in our music, even in acting, to use the word of God, you know, to use the weapons that God has given us in these creative talents that God, you know, has given us, and to use it for his kingdom, you know, to use it to combat the darkness that's trying to take over the world. Hallelujah. Because we're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. Amen. So with that being said, King Toby, what is your relationship with God? Where it comes to your spirituality, your spiritual relationship with God, you know, just tell me more about that. Tell me more about your relationship with God and what drives you to make these amazing work of art.
Has made me to be a fighter for God's message and everything. So I feel you should just like myself take the burden. Let's make God proud. That's all I just know. Let's make God proud. So in my relationship with Christ, it has been spiritually, it has been a beautiful bliss. I have always thank him for what he has provided for me, and it's me not going a day without me thanking. Then, as Jesus Christ took your body, he said that I've taken all thanking him. The Bible says pray without ceasing. I transformed that in Thessalonians 5:13 from that Bible scriptures to even 19, that with Christ my prayer, my praise is unstoppable. It's beautiful. I'm giving God all the praise. In the book of Revelations, seeing the reveals that God has given his disciples John to see what the end times would be like has made me to be a fighter. Has made me to be a fighter for God's message and everything. So I feel you should just like myself take the burden. As Jesus Christ took your burden, he said that I've taken all your burden and by my stripes you are healed. So take the burden, because now it's no more lashes you are getting now. It's grace that you are walking upon. That's what I've filled myself with. I've taken the grace that he has given me to be alive, the grace to be a blessing to somebody, the grace to be an instrument, the grace to be an evangelist for Christ via music, the grace to be someone that creates content for somebody to be blessed and to be encouraged. Amen. Amen. So Auntie Regina,
I believe that you are so right, and I love the way that God is transforming where he has brought you from with your music and where he's taken you. I believe that this is just the beginning, and I am just speaking life into your music, that God will transform you, that not only will he transform your music, but he'll transform your relationship with him, that he will take you to another level. And I believe that this is just the beginning, and I believe networking is very important in a Christian community. I believe that God is connecting his people with like minds, and that's a part of the Anointed Gina movement, is what I'm trying to create, for us to connect with Christians all over the world. We will not be bound by denomination or, you know, ethnicity or any kind of isms that are in the body, whether racism, culturism, colorism, whatever it is, that we won't be bound by those things anymore, but that we will in the body of Christ, because the Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags, that there is, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's but by, you know, his blood and but by his grace that we're saved through faith. So we have to make sure that we're constantly in repentance. We're constantly striving towards God, and, you know, not to always look down as a first response to our brothers and sisters that have fallen, or those that, you know, are not in a place spiritually that where they should be. We shouldn't be so quick to laugh or talk or point, but we should be quick to pray and encourage and uplift. And I think that that is an issue in the body, that we're so quick to judge. The Bible says, judge not, yet he be judged. Not in the way when you're in sin. I think a lot of sinners use that scriptures to justify their sin, to say, judge not, yet he be judged. No, but if you are a man or woman of God walking with the Lord and you have fallen into sin, and let's say you are in authority, generation, I believe it's a blessing, and I hope that, you know, through your music it does show through. I pray that God will take, you know, I pray that God will take your talent and, you know, that you're given to him, that he will just multiply it and he will increase it, and that your ears and your heart will be open to what God is saying as well. That not only will he give you new music, a new sound, that you will hear sounds from heaven, that God will speak to your heart so that you can speak to the heart of the people And as much as I love the Afrobeat, and I love, you know, African music, African type worship music, and I hope that, you know, God will continue to transform your music, and that, you know, you will, as you draw closer to the Lord, that your music will transform as well. David Tovey has been super encouraging on my social media. For those that are social media creators, you know how hard it is, you know, when you're posting something, and you know, support is super important, especially in this field, you know, in this growing field. Support is extremely important, and he was very supportive from the very beginning. And I did not know that he was a gospel artist. So I am just really excited that God allows us to collaborate on this platform to let you guys know. Check out his music and pray for him and encourage him, and show your love and support for our brother in Christ as he is growing, as we are all growing as well. There is a new, you know, this is a new generation. It's like we're giving birth to the generation, the age of technology. And it is a hard transformation, I believe, for, you know, the older generation. Not the older. For you to technology, and maybe not so much, but I believe that, you know, technology is increasing. As we increase with knowledge, the Bible talks about, you know, that there will be knowledge will increase in the earth. And when the Bible mentions something in the Bible, it's always super more dramatic and significant when it happens in real life. So that's one of the things that are happening right now. It's exciting, but it's also scary at the same time. You know, it's like the world is at your fingertips with the World Wide Web, with, you know, social media, with everyone having a voice. And voice is not just, you know, just Christians, but it's also the devil. It's also things that are in the world. It's also, you know, the sinful things that are pulling at us, that are distracting us at the same time. And so that's why it's important. Music is so important. Music is transcendent, and it takes us to another realm. And so I just implore you, I encourage you to continue to seek after God, to continue to seek after that relationship with him, because the more you seek him, the closer you get to God. David, I believe that you, not only will God bless you financially, but I believe spiritually God will take you to a level and in him that will just let the heavens come down on earth. And when that happens, you will see it in your music, you will hear it in your music, and people will feel it through your music, because there is a lot of distractions, there is a lot of turmoil, there's a lot of fear going on right now. Those are the weapons that people, and for you to be able to create music, he has given you this amazing gift, and you using it for his glory. So just let God direct your ears, let him direct your hands, let him direct your heart to what he wants to do. Continue it, making the music. Don't be discouraged, don't be dismayed, because God is with you. And I will continue to pray for you and encourage you, but I'm just saying, God is with you. This is just the beginning, so don't be discouraged. Don't worry about, you know, what they're saying, the naysayers. Don't worry about, you know, the bad reviews, but just look on Jesus. What is Jesus saying about your music? Is he pleased? And that's all that matters. So definitely, guys, definitely support our brother King David, as he says that he, David Tovey, he definitely has another album coming up on April 30th. So definitely keep an eye out for that.
One more thing that's awesome, you know, King David in the Bible, he was a man after God's own heart, and our generation have our own King David Tovey. So I just pray that, you know, that he will be a man after God's own heart, and that will be exhibited in his music, with his style and his, you know, his representation or creativity in his music, that he will be a man after God's own heart. Amen. So yes, he's definitely going to come out with a new album. So definitely support. I believe he said it was April 30th that it will be released. I'm not really sure. Definitely. So make sure you guys definitely check out his music. It definitely is Afrobeat, Christian encouragement. So yes, awesome. Yes. So let's support him as he has supported me. I know for a fact that he always would just be so super supportive, always leave comments, always was super encouraging, and it means a lot to you as a creator to know other people appreciate your work or appreciate you, and that, you know, that you feel that you're doing the work to the glory of God. It's nothing like having unity and godly support. So yes, let's so definitely support our brother in Christ. And I do agree that, you know, the social media is created, you know, for God's people. You know, I believe that, you know, all this technology is created for God's people. It's to further the kingdom of God. It's to further the gospel.
Truly. Yes. It's really beautiful to see what God is doing. And since, as I saw your content, I was really like touched. So I had to I knew God. I think you're already glowing so heavy on TikTok, and it's all thanks to, I think TikTok was even created for the people of God's kingdom. And so funny that you see Chinese making like even how God, even whenever, whatever way, whether it was through the Chinese or through the devil or what, the kingdom of God message is standing, just like the Bible that stand for thousands of years in the test sands of time. It's the power of God that makes love to move peacefully, easily. No matter what, God, just as we met from the beginning, I was blessed. And Auntie Regina, you have been posting godly content. You have this hunger for people to be blessed, and also same with me. I've been blessed. My daily life is, I'm also a lover of being fit, like pushing and pumping so much weight in the gym, hallelujah. But like, that has been the vehicle for me to channel that in my social media posting that is for the kingdom of God, channel that in my music, that God, I'm making at least a song for you every month, channel that no matter the distance, I'm working with an American, working for the people of God to see that God can use anybody to be a blessing. It also shows that God loves.
Well, the Bible does say that God created, the exercise profited little. So the fact that the Bible mentioned that, that means that it definitely is good to, you know, give your body a workout. But yes, that made me laugh a little.
The song is called Wonderful Things, and I love being with Jesus. I love being saved. Come on, can we not get an hallelujah? So glory be to God. I know. Okay, folks. I love. You have been posting godly content. Yes, truly. No matter what, God, just as we met from the beginning, I was blessed. And Auntie Regina, you have been posting godly content. You have this hunger for people to be blessed, and also same with me. I've been blessed. My daily life is, I'm also a lover of being fit, like pushing and pumping so much weight in the gym, hallelujah. But like, that has been the vehicle for me to channel that in my social media posting, that is for the kingdom of God, channel that in my music, that God, I'm making at least a song for you every month, channel that that no matter the distance, I'm working with an American, working for the people of God to see that God can use anybody to be a blessing, to also show that God loves the world. So we are, for me, I don't see us as miles and miles away. I see us as a village, one village that God made a universe. Come on, can you see that? Can you see that God made a universe? Can you not see that there's Pluto? Can you not see that there's Jupiter? Can you not see that there's Neptune? If the trees can praise God every day, why isn't my purpose? That's one of all the questions I ask myself. Why isn't my purpose, at least in a month, at least every month, every day, me making somebody smile, at least using music that to be a blessing to people? I see what Auntie Regina, especially you, I see what you do every day, like you are making content and content for Christ. So I feel right now it's no more the same old. Now we are now using technology to preach the gospel.
I totally agree. God can use anyone. He can use the rock. He can use an animal just to minister his word, minister to what he wants to do. God is so amazing. He's so awesome. And I thank God for how he's connecting people. He's connecting his people. I believe that God is doing a separation between the kingdom of men and the kingdom of God. I'm sorry, the children of men and the children of God. Sorry. So yes, there is a separation happening. And I believe God is connecting his people. And everyone is important in the kingdom of God. Even you listening right now, you are important to the kingdom of God. So don't ever feel insignificant. You never know what God is going to use you to say or do to touch and bless someone else that'll change their life forevermore. I remember one time I, you know, after posting, it's usually when I get the most discouraged.
Can we not get that? Hallelujah. So glory be to God. And
discouragement, like, you know, with and how, you know, how discouragement, like, you know, with being a social media creator, like, you know, I'm not posting enough, or he uses your numbers against you, or like these other like big platforms. And then it comes back to your mind that it's not about the numbers, it's about God, you know, and how, you know, how the algorithm, that it's like a fight against the algorithm, because you know the algorithm pushes certain content, or it pushes content like, or if people, if you have a certain amount of followers, you get the most, like, it's like you have favoritism, where you have like the latest features, and so your videos are better, so they push that more. But at the same time, it's like I'm at the point where I just trust God, because you know, you do want people all over the world to be touched, you do want them to be healed, and it's like you're fighting against an algorithm that was made by someone most likely not a Christian, so of course they're not going to push Christian content. But you know, it's all but you know, God will still get the glory, even if one person hears that video, if one person now in my spirit one person is delivered, you know that God is still working. God is still in control. He's still moving in the midst. So I'm just really excited, you know, because God, I feel a shift right, even right now in my spirit, that's going to happen on social media. I believe revival is coming. Revival is here. And I believe even right now, God is touching people's hearts. God is breaking up the fallow ground. There is a revival coming, and I believe it's through technology. I believe it's a digital revival. The church is not dead. God's church is alive, and I believe that there is still power in the name of Jesus. There is still power in the blood of Jesus. You know, God is still, he's the same forever. Hallelujah. Today and forevermore. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. He is still God, and he will always be God. Hallelujah. Even in any people say, oh, you know, the next generation is crazy, da, 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 da. God always has a people set apart for him. He always have the remnant. He always have a people that he have trained to be in his army. He has his Samuels, his Elijah, his Joshua of this generation, his Davids of this generation. So don't be fooled by, you know, the evil of this generation where they're much, hallelujah, iniquity abound, there much grace abound, you know, according to what the scripture says. So I think that's really amazing. And I just think that's awesome. I just thank God for you, Toby. Thank you for your support. It's been probably over a year and you're still super supportive. So God bless you and your family and your ventures. You know, continue to write the vision, continue to believe God, you know, what he's doing and what he's about to do. And I do agree. I do believe it's important for Christians, you know, to connect and to network and to, you know, build each other up and to uplift each other. It's that time to move in unity and walk in the anointing that God has anointed us, because God anointed you in that area for a reason. If God has anointed you to teach to the glory of God. If a God anointed you to evangelize to the glory of God. If God anointed you to preach, prophesy to the glory of God, not for self gain, not for self worth, not for, you know, money or followers or whatever, but it's for the glory of God, and be directed by God, be obedient to the Lord if you truly want to be blessed. So I'm just really excited your walk. I'm excited that God has used my social media to be a blessing to you, my social media to touch and bless you. And I believe that, you know, there are probably many others that are touched. And it's like, because I just felt like I was just being attacked, you know, right after, you know, as soon as 2021 came, you know, 2020 was just like, I was just right in the way. It just seems like attack after attack after attack, but I know that I have total victory in Christ. And I know that when you're being attacked by the enemy, that means it's working. That means those prayers are being answered. That means that God is dispatching those angels. So I'm just excited about what he's doing, what he's going to do, what he's doing even in this season. And I believe that, you know, even the influence will increase, you know, for God's people. And you're right. I do agree with you. Technology is made for God's people. I mean, a lot of the Bible says the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. So I believe, and I have heard, you know, people even in, you know, my past had told me that technology is not made for the world. It is made for God's people. It's a vehicle that was created to spread the gospel to the world even more than ever before.
Can we not get that? Hallelujah. So glory be to God. I know. Okay, folks, I love being with Jesus. I love being saved by Christ, and I'm grateful to God. Auntie Regina, I'm grateful that we met, and our relationship has been so blessed. With you pray, you also send. That's one thing you, the audience don't know, is that you send even personally, just via a DM. You send personal encouragement prayers to me. You bless me, and also yourself. You can try, and if you have any, you need someone to pray for you, just hit her up on a DM, and you'll be blessed with a prayer. And I want to just give a good news that I have new music coming out April 30th. So you can check me out, just as I said, on my Spotify, Apple Music, you see it. The song is called Wonderful Things, and I did that with my American brother, Mr. Bachelor. His name is Bachelor. Wonderful Things, and also just sing the encouragement of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I know the new song is going to be a blessing. Wonderful Things. That is Nigeria on a track and an American on a track. That is a beautiful God. And also just like this podcast, the interviewer is in America and I am in Nigeria. Hallelujah. God is working with them. Yes, like it's a digital revival, and it's really on social media. Most people are hooked on their phones. Most people are really like, honestly, it's the power of the internet making it's no more. I feel the language of traditional worshippers has gone. It's more like an internet god right now that is demonic. So the more we are pushing out godly content, the more we're making the battleground, the more we're making the fight for Jesus to be victorious every time, shouting hallelujah, telling people to stop, wait, watch this video, making a prayer for somebody that is hurting right now. And honestly, I feel you're one of the leaders, no matter the following you're having, you're one of the great leaders, and God is proud of you. God is seeing you, Auntie Regina, especially through this podcast. It's an example. And even with my music, I'm always like, even if one person hears this, I am blessing somebody, I'm blessing a life. So I'm not always about the numbers. I just say thank you, Jesus, for making me make this perfect song, making this awesome song. Just as I'm singing it, Lord, every time someone is playing it, or every time it can be played again, you are standing up from your seat, you are dancing. So I'm always putting that, like, as if I'm a mirror. Lord, be a blessing to this life. And also, thank you Jesus. I know that's what I just keep saying. Just also, yeah, you making a content, yeah, as you do every day. I know you do that. You are consistent in that, Auntie Regina. I know that's how much I feel loved. In his blessing, is blessing. I know, yeah, every day. Every day, a superhero, leading the transformative message of Jesus, just as the Bible said in Matthew 6:63, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything will be added unto you. So you are saving people to seek Jesus first. Hallelujah! And also, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And also, that's also how it's fun for me. Anytime I'm making a new song, anytime I'm even organizing my content, I want to post to my following on Instagram or on TikTok, or especially Instagram is my favorite. I'm always knowing that someone is going to be blessed, someone is going to enjoy this, someone is going to share to their friends, and it works beautiful like that. It just works. When you trust Jesus, just trust Jesus to be Jesus. Trust God to be God. That's just the motto. Trust Jesus to be Jesus, and trust God to be God. Especially when it's godly content, it moves. Trust Jesus to be Jesus, and trust God to be God. Hallelujah. It moves. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be. Thank you so much for making me to be on this platform. Thank you so much. I know, and everything. So love from Nigeria, King David Toby. Watch out, and just as I said, like, my channels are out there. Anytime you can send me a DM too. I know it's a great honor to be on this podcast.
God bless. It's an honor to have you, and I thank you for your time. Thank you for your willingness. Thank you for your passion and your openness and your willingness to work and your willingness to do whatever it is you need to do to, you know, to make the word of God, the gospel, to spread the gospel to the world in your creative form. And I thank God for that. I thank God for you. And I thank God. I'm excited about where God is going to take you. I mean, I know that, you know, it can be discouraging when you're creative. I'm a creative. I have different genres, different things, different areas that I work in. You know, I'm an actual, you know, artist, and but I also love to create, you know, videos. You know, that's a part of my artwork. So I love this. I have a passion for it. Some people don't understand. They're like, you're always on that social media, but it's more to it than that. You know what I mean? It's very important. And sometimes the older generation does not understand, you know what I mean? You know, why this is so important to our generation.
Fun, do yeah.
I created a merch line where I had like, you know, t-shirts and hoodies, and someone from, I believe it was from London, Norway, I do apologize, it was from Norway. They were like, oh, I'm so excited to get your, you know, whatever, your t-shirt and your hoodie. So I'm just so excited. And it just really touched me that they were from all the way from Norway, you know what I mean? And I'm in the USA, and it was just like, for you to be able to connect and touch someone for that far. I believe my social media right now, I think Instagram, if I was to show it, I believe Instagram is streaming right now in India, USA, Lagos, Nigeria, different parts of Africa, South Africa, India, I believe. And my TikTok, according to the regions that it show, I believe it's Canada, USA, Australia, when I see those things like that, that it's going all over the world, international, it is super, super encouraging and super, super touching that I'm touching people all over the world. And then sometimes any English speaking countries, like, you know, like the islands and things like that, you know, are being touched by, you know, my TikTok as well. So it's just like really encouraging and really super exciting sometimes when you think about it, that you're touching people all over the world. And you may think that what you're saying is something that they should know, but they may not know that. It may be just what they need, you know, to be encouraged. Not everyone grew up in a solid Bible church or have, you know, pastors that will pray for them or have people that will pray for them. It is very important to be able to share the gift that God has given you. It is not for you. It is for the body of Christ, for the building of his kingdom, for those souls that are dying, want to give their life to God. So I'm just super excited, Toby. So tell me a little bit about your personal life. Want to give their life to God. So I'm just super excited, Toby. So tell me a little bit about your personal life, as far as, if you don't mind sharing, like, what is it like in Nigeria for you, if you were to, you know, just for someone to get an idea of your personal background. You don't have to give a lot of information, but you can give some information as far as what is it like in your personal life, in the life of Toby, you know, living in Lagos, Nigeria. What is life like for you at this time?
Okay, so my personal life living in Nigeria is really like fun. I know it's kind of like a third world country, meaning like it's a underdeveloped country. Most African countries are not really like, maybe the standard of living couldn't be so good as most we would have wanted, but God makes our drive for Jesus, especially Nigeria, is known to be a very, very Christian moving community. There are many big churches around here, so most positive.
Okay, so
someone like me too, I had the grace to have a Christian home too that I came from, is a family of two. My dad is a pastor, thanks to God. So yeah, maybe that was one of the vehicles that made me accepting Christ to be very, very easy for me. So yes, and thank God my university was Covenant University. I'm a graduate from Covenant University, also a positive gospel community university, and they taught us godly principles from the beginning. So also thanks to the fact that I went to that institution, graduated from that university, and I didn't even start as a gospel artist while I was in school or any of that. But yes, the opportunity, being a graduate of Clare University right now, made me to decide what my future would be. And I think when I was 22, 22 and all. Yes, I started, like, I graduated before I was 22. I made the decision to decide that, yeah, I love singing for God. And since then till now, I'm 27, and I've God has just been providing so much for me, money and opportunities. And usually, like, the daily life of me is probably every day linking up with a godly creative, knowing what to do, linking up with my friends, making music most of the time, and all. Then yes, sharing God's love, being a supporter of God's Christ, being a social media influencer. When I started, I never will today believe I will have close to 12,000 followers on my Instagram, and thousands of people, like, every day hearing my songs. When I see the statistics, I'm usually even so busy, because one of the reasons I could sponsor and make content and make music, especially when you're in the gospel music genre and everything. Time to just be like, have a source of livelihood, and also we thank God for that.
Wow, it just goes to show you how awesome God is when you step out on faith, when you step out and be obedient and do what God has called you to do, or do what God has told you to do, regardless of where you come from, regardless of where you start. It's like he's the one that gives the increase, he's the one that provides. He is our good shepherd. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And it just seems like God has been with you. He has been providing for you. He's been opening doors for you. He's been just doing so many amazing things. And I just think that is so amazing. It is such an awesome testimony. It's just, that is just so amazing. You have a great testimony. Somebody needs to hear this encouragement of what God has done and what he's going to do. And this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning of what God is going to do in your life. This is just so awesome, and I'm just so excited. I'm just excited about where God is going to take you, because this is just the beginning of where God is going to take you. So this is awesome, and I'm just so excited to be a part of that, and for allowing God to use me to bless you, even though I didn't know I was blessing you. I just thank God for using me to be a blessing to you.
Asking, what was your degree in university, if you don't mind me asking?
So my degree was in Covenant University, biotechnology, and we thank God for that. And now I'm now doing my master's degree, because I know, even if I know definitely I want to be a great influencer for God's kingdom, I need to have my schoolwork done, get a job to pay for my tuition fees and everything. So that's just how it is. I work also, and I school at the same time and everything. So God's, that is how every day I'm waking up with responsibilities, and it's been a great vehicle for me and motivation to just do this and be blessed that God is making a way in everything I do. So yeah, so my greatest goal now is to just finish my master's degree, which now is going to be in cell biology and genetics, molecular biology generally, that's it, following up with biotechnology, my first degree. So yes, I'm having a go too, and yes, glory be to God, glory be to God, to let me meet my goals, and especially every month, every day, making godly content via my music that I do.
Wow, that is amazing. So you work full-time, go to school, and you're majoring in, I can't pronounce that, you said molecular biology. That is, wow. I was like, wow, you're just amazing. You're definitely motivated and, you know, determined to do what God has called you to do. That is awesome. That is awesome. Keep going. Keep doing what God has called you to do. Move in every area that God has called you to move in. Don't let anything stop you. Just know that God is with you. Amen. This is just an encouragement that he's able to create 4 or 5 albums. He's going to school full time, going to school for his master's, and even in biology. So that's amazing. So I have to say congratulations on hand. Congratulations on your new album. I'm really excited. Can't wait to listen to your new album and, you know, spread the positivity of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, which is all about. So I thank God for you, King Toby. I hope you guys were blessed. I had fun with this podcast. This is definitely fun, especially, you know, that being married into a Nigerian family, it's amazing. I love the culture. I love the people. I love the music. I love the food. Nigeria is just awesome. So there, I know a lot of people say it's third world country, but there is nothing third world about Nigeria, definitely. So big up in Nigeria. If you guys know me, you know that I'm from Jamaica originally. So from Jamaica, big up Nigeria from a Jamaican. So anyways, I thank God for you. King David Toby, I thank God that God is using my platform to bless other creatives and other creators. I hope to have different other genres in the creative field. Maybe in the future we'll have more gospel artists, musicians, comedians. We just don't know what God is going to do, but this is just the beginning. So we're going to expect, pray, and just believe God for all the amazing things that he's going to do in his kingdom. And, you know, you are great in the kingdom of God, and you can do great things. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. And the Bible also said that greater work shall ye do. So David, greater work shall ye do. This is just the beginning. These are just the beginning. You know, your gospel album is just the beginning. There's so much more that God is going to open doors for you and things for you to do. So whatever field that God leads you in, whatever steps he guides you to take, then, you know, just be obedient and just know that God is with you. And I'm just really excited about, you know, godly connections all over the world, international godly connections. And that's what the Anointed Gina movement is about. So I thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to my podcast. You guys are so amazing. There's one thing you should know about me, guys. I truly believe in the law of, you know, giving and receiving. I believe that when you give, it shall be given unto you. And a lot of people assume that giving is money monetarily. Sometimes it's giving of your time. Sometimes it's giving of your talent. Sometimes it's just giving a small part of you. And for me, it's ministry of giving. And through social media, it is a form of giving of yourself. It takes time to make videos. It takes time to edit the videos. It takes time to be creative, come up with new ideas to, you know, all for the glory of God. And it takes time to seek the Lord on what to say and what not to say and who to collaborate with and who not to collaborate. All this takes time. So, you know, this is all for the glory of God. And so, you know, me giving of my time is such a blessing. And I thank God for using me to be a blessing. And, you know, if you were to take anything else from this interview, I just know that God is moving. God is still in the moving business. He is moving. He is touching. He is healing. He's delivering. He is still God. He was the God from, you know, 2 or 3,000 years ago. Hallelujah. And he's the same God today. He's the God that died on the cross, rose and rose again. So he is the same God. He is still God. He is so amazing. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived by the world. Don't think that the enemy has more power than God. There is no greater power than the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm just really excited about the move of God in this season, in this time, in this season. I know it's still a pandemic, but God is still greater even than COVID. God is greater than, you know, even what's going on. So don't move in fear, move in faith, but also move in obedience. Be led by the Spirit of God. Know what the Lord is saying. Seek to be in His presence. If you are remote or if you're doing church virtually, seek to be in the presence of God every day. Read your word, fast and pray. Hallelujah. Let that be your, you know, your social. If that's something, if you are a socialist and you love to be around people, you love events and to do things with other people, let God be your social at this point. Hallelujah. Seek to be in His presence. Seek to have that communion with God, that intimate relationship with God, because at the end of the day, it's all about Him. But I just wanted to send that word of encouragement. And Toby, just be encouraged. God's going to open new doors for you. New doors are coming. Hallelujah. Even greater doors. And you will sit before kings. Hallelujah. As I always say, you guys know that I have a t-shirt and hoodie line, Anointed Gina. It's an Anointed Gina store. The link is in my bio on Instagram and on TikTok. And I believe it's in my bio on YouTube. I'm not sure if you can connect with that as well. And also, definitely, guys, check out my show your support, you know, buy some t-shirts. It says that, you know, the scripture that talks about, I'm a royal priesthood, a holy nation unto God. So we are set apart for the Lord, and we are kings and queens because, you know, our Father is the King of Kings. He's the King of all kings. Hallelujah. And we're sons and daughters of God, and we're sons and daughters of Him. We are royalty. So hallelujah. So the t-shirt saying, it says, I am royalty because my Father is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. So yes, get your t-shirts. If you guys are into t-shirts and hoodies, you know, show your love and support wherever you are in the world. I believe they do ship internationally. So yes, the link should be in the bio, Anointed Gina store. So check those out. I will have pictures of the products coming soon on Instagram. So definitely check those out, guys. Thank you so much for your love and support for this channel and for having King David Toby. I believe just one last comment. Don't forget also to check out King Toby's a new album dropping on, I believe he said April 30th. So that's coming up pretty soon. So definitely check that out. Keep an eye out. But definitely subscribe to his YouTube. Check out his Instagram as well. And if you have any questions or if you just want to collaborate with either me or Toby, and you are a creative and you are a Christian creative, because that is my niche, is for Christians that are on fire for the Lord, then definitely DM me, and then we'll prayerfully see where God leads us. So I am just excited what God is doing, what He's about to do. I'm excited about networking. Networking is such a powerful tool. It is such a powerful tool, and I'm just really, really excited about that. And God is enlarging our coast and enlarging our territory even now, even with Anointed Gene. I speak that into existence in the name of Jesus. So He's enlarging my coast, enlarging my territory. Hallelujah. I am blessed in a city, blessed in a field, blessed when I come and when I go. You, King David Toby, are blessed in a city, blessed in a field. You're blessed when you come and when you go. You are the head and not the tail in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak that over your life. The Bible says death and life is in the what? Power of the tongue. So we want to speak power. We want to speak the word of God over our lives. We want to speak, hallelujah, those things as not as though they were. I will have peace. I will have joy. I will have prosperity in my life in the name of Jesus. My healing, I'm healed. I'm delivered. I am set free in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to walk in it. So just a last few comments, and then that's the end of our podcast. This was amazing, amazing. God blew our minds. before we go, we have to hear King Toby's one of his song, Settle My Case. I love this song, so I definitely want to play that before we go, so definitely check him out. Man, I just love this Afrobeat, guys. Nigeria, big up to you from the USA. Thank you guys for sharing your amazing music and culture. You know, I'm just your sister over here, so show me some love, definitely. But yeah, before we definitely say my last bit on this podcast, I just want to let you hear a bit of his music, so stay tuned.
This song is for the single life. This song is for the lonely life. This song is for poverty life. This song is for the crying life. Jesus, I pray, make you settle my case. Already settle my case. Already settle my case. Already. Jesus, I pray, settle my case. Already settle my case. Already settle my case. Already. I know you praying, I know you talking to my Jesus. Brother, they listen, brother, they confused right now. Say you won't commit to suicide, there is no way out. Say you they beg for, they beg for water, there is no way out. Academically sound, this life you have to be sound. This life you have to be sharp, this life you have to get lost. Jesus Christ, you're to marry.
Yes, that was Settle My Case by King David Toby. You can find him on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube and Instagram as well if you'd like to send him a DM. So definitely awesome, awesome. Big up to Nigeria from the USA, from your sister in Christ. So yes, definitely check out his music. Awesome, awesome music. Thank you guys for tuning in for this amazing interview and amazing podcast.
So we will be having more amazing guests in the future. So stay tuned for amazing content. Share this podcast with everyone you know. Listen to this while you're cooking or doing whatever, you know. Just enjoy some good. This is definitely a good listen. So I had a great time. I hope you guys did too. And I hope to see you guys in the next podcast. Just a few bit before we leave, and we are out of here.
I believe God was here. I was touched by this podcast. I hope you guys were too. I hope you guys actually enjoy this. If you do enjoy this, definitely leave a comment on Instagram. Let me know that you guys are really digging the interview. So I'm definitely doing this for you guys to stay encouraged, you know, to be uplifted, to know that God is with you, to step out on faith, you know, move in your gift, use your anointing for God, because whatever you do for God will prosper. A few last comments from our interviewer here, and then that will be it for our interview. I have some more exciting interviews coming up, guys. You don't want to miss them. So definitely, you know, make sure you stay tuned. Share this podcast with everyone you know. Share it on your social media platforms, your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you know, so just share it. I don't mind you sharing this podcast with as many people as you know. It may be a blessing to them. It may, you know, touch somebody's heart. It may encourage someone to step out on faith. Maybe they were, you know, afraid to start that business. Maybe they were afraid to, you know, do that thing that may seem too ambitious, but because they hear this podcast, they're like, you know what? King David, Toby stepped out on faith, and I'm stepping out on faith too. And he's in Lagos, Nigeria. He may have less resources, but he still stepped out on faith, and he still trusted God. So I'm going to trust God too. And that's what it's about. It's about encouraging each other, you know. So it's Anointed Gina International Networking, and we're going to network with other creatives. So stay tuned for amazing things that God is going to do. And so I just thank God for you, and I thank God for you listening. Like I said, a few other comments, and then that will be the end of our podcast.
So that's the end of our podcast, guys. So thank you so much. King Toby, just real quick, just tell me where they can find your music and your website, or wherever they can find your music. So where can they find your music? If you can just let them know that, and they can check you out. And thank you so much. Hope to have you again on our podcast, and definitely share this podcast with everyone that you know. God bless you. Toby, go ahead and let our audience know where they can find your music and what websites to go to, how they can support you if they would like to donate money to your ministry, however they can bless you.
So thank you for having me. Thank you so much. And honestly, from Nigeria, I never could dream one day that I'll be maybe having a podcast from Nigeria to America or someone from another country. So will listen to me via my music or something, or maybe even follow me on Instagram like play. But we thank God so much for the opportunity, and as we have said, like, the next generation should know everything is possible, and they should not be ashamed of Christ. Instead, they should smile with their faces and share godly content and make godly content, and they will see the support, because they don't know they are superheroes that are blessing lives, and they'll really like be influencers for Christ, and will share, and in any way, even in fashion, in movies, they'll be a blessing. So thank you, King David. Yeah, King David Toby, thank you so much. And also, my message is, someone out there who is young that is listening, and know through fashion you could bless a life. True fashion, be yourself, your godly principles. True fashion, you bless a life. True fashion, you have your business. If it's fashion for you, if it's podcast, if it's interviewing and everything, just know that being yourself is what that matters. Being yourself and accepting your Christ and everything, that yes, I love God and everything, you will rock, you will invite people, you will win souls for Christ. You just discover that you are really like doing something that only superheroes do, and that's just the sweet thing of being a Christian. So thank you. You can find my music on social media. Anyhow, as I said, connect with me on social media. And yes, definitely, my social medias are open for any questions. You can send me messages. You can send me any message. I reply all messages, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all messages and everything. So yes, you are free to always maybe search for me, King David Toby, on Google. Search for me on Spotify, Apple Music. It's available on all digital stores where you listen to your music. King David Toby. You can just put a space in that, or you can just write King David Toby. I don't know. On social media, it's one word. Instagram, Twitter, one word, King David Toby. But on music stores, King David Toby. Put a space, King David, then T-O-B-I. Regina, thank you for having me. Thank you so much. This opportunity is really big in my life and all. And still, I say, for Christ, I'm not doing this for $1. I'm not doing this for $1. I just love sharing the gospel of Christ. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a friend of mine. I feel like you are really an angel. So many people, please, my last message is, please, always wait for our next podcast. Always follow and check out Auntie Gina, so you have a blessed life, because she is she's not even at her 10% of the thousands of things she has blessed and shared online. So just please, yes, be out on Auntie Regina's podcast. Regina's, she has so much. Check her out on TikTok, check her out on Instagram. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Toby, David Toby. I appreciate that. I it's all to the glory of God. And I've learned that, you know, the hard way, it really isn't about the numbers, because, you know, there is always that one soul. And if one soul gives their life to God with everything, then it's all worth it. And, you know, just like, you know, Jesus will go back for that 99 lost sheep. You know, even though the 100, like 99 is saved, but that one, Jesus will always go back for that one. So if one soul will give their life to God because of all the videos and everything that I've posted, then it's all worth it. And that's what it's about. So I'm excited about what God's going to do and how he's going to continue to bless his people and what he's going to do. So I thank God for you. So show your love and support. God bless you. And I will see you guys in the next podcast. God bless you. God bless you.